Rupert Murdoch's son has stepped down as the head of News International.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, has resigned as chairman of News International. That's a division of News Corp, which also owns Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and many other media outlets around the world. James Murdoch will remain with News Corp and head up the company's international television business. Sarah Ellison is author of War at The Wall Street Journal and joins us now for more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's this news mean?
In terms of James stepping down, it's not entirely surprising that he would be further distancing himself from the UK, but it is a further diminishment of his role, obviously, at the company. I mean, this is somebody that a year ago was the heir apparent to succeed his father. That's obviously been a huge question over him for a long time. It's now even more certain that he's not going to do that. And if his name were anything but Murdoch, he wouldn't be at the company.
Now, what's it going to mean here in the U.S.?
Given the investigations that are going on in the UK into corruption and bribery, the main implication in the US of that investigation, specifically the bribery investigation, is whether or not the Department of Justice is actually going to bring charges against News Corporation for violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. And so I think what they're trying to do is preserve, what the company is trying to do is sort of preserve the US business and cast off the UK business, which is already so damaged by the scandal that we've been all hearing about now for the better part of 9 months.
And when will we find out if the Department of Justice here in the U.S. does decide to proceed?
It'll be months and months and months. I mean, the FBI is continuing an investigation. I think they're looking at not just the U.K., but they're also looking at other arms of News Corporation. This is going to be a very slow-moving investigation. But what I think News Corp's lawyers are doing, and it's very smart, is to have the best bargaining position with the Justice Department eventually. You need to hand over everything that you can possibly, express great contrition, and have sort of promised to clean yourself up and sort of show that you get it in terms of getting that this corruption needs to be, you know, routed out and all that kind of thing. And that's what they're doing right now. The Justice Department, I don't think, will move for many months.
Sarah Ellison is author of War at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. The markets are down this morning. The S&P is off 0.2%. NASDAQ is down more than 0.2%. And the Dow is down about 0.3%, 35 points. It's at 12,969. We got word today that the country's economy, the GDP, grew at a rate of 3% at the end of last year. That's better than initial estimates. But the economy will need to keep improving to get more people back to work. Here's Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke.
Notwithstanding the better recent data, the job market does remain far from normal. The unemployment rate remains elevated, long-term unemployment is still near record levels, and the number of persons working part-time for economic reasons is very high.
Speaking this morning, Bernanke says the recent improvement in the job market has surprised economists in and out of the Fed.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Chartered Global Management Accountant designation CGMA, established by the AICPA and CIMA, cgma.org, and by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
So what's it mean to be middle class? That's today's question as we launch our new Wealth and Poverty Desk.
The American dream is shaking right now.
Top 1%.
I think we're very blessed to have what we have.
The 99%.
I've never been one to look for a handout.
It used to be that being middle class meant you were realizing the American dream. But as Mitchell Hartman reports, it's more complicated now.
A lot of Americans think of themselves as middle class. My family does. We arrived more than a century ago in Philadelphia with the proverbial clothes on our backs, delivered bread, and sewed men's suits. A couple generations later, we were teachers, accountants, and cardiologists. I dialed up my first cousin, Marcy Tanter. She teaches English at a state college near Fort Worth, Texas. Are you middle class?
Yes, and I think for the most part our family is. Pretty much everybody's got a college education. Everybody has jobs. We travel. We have computers and iPads and iPods and cars.
We're lucky to be in the upper middle class sweet spot with incomes in the top 25%. We'll be able to help our kids with SAT classes, college costs, or a first home. Some of our relatives haven't made out as well. They didn't go to college and have worked in real estate, construction, waitressing, selling auto parts. In the Great Recession, a few have lost homes or gone bankrupt. Welcome to America's struggling middle, says University of Wisconsin economist Timothy Smeeding. It's people making around the median income, $50,000 a year.
And this group is still middle class, but 10 years ago, they were behind the white picket fence, and they had a nice house and steady jobs, and their kids would do better than they would. And now they're finding a lot of that crumbling.
Smeeding says with the increased computerization of manufacturing and secretarial work, people with less education have limited long-term prospects.
What's left to them are personal services. Cashiers, sales clerks, lawns, food preparation, those jobs don't pay a lot of money. So the traditional avenues to the middle class are gone. At the same time, people with higher education, particularly postgraduate degrees, are doing really well.
So what's the middle class? Well, there isn't just one. There are two, and they're pulling apart. Get higher education or technical training, chances are you'll do pretty well. Miss out on post-high school education, end up working jobs that require few advanced skills, and you could find your family squeezed out of the middle class altogether. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, sure, work is great and all, but there's new research that finds that at the end of the day, relationships matter a whole lot more. A study finds that the regrets people feel related to love are more intense than those about work. So people who ended a relationship too soon or didn't spend as much time as they wanted with their family were a lot more likely to feel bad about it than the folks who quit a job or just snuck out a little early. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Yelp uses the star system to rate restaurants. So how about using that same system to rate Yelp as a publicly traded company? How would it do, do you suppose?
I would give it probably between 4 and 5 stars for promise. It definitely has huge potential.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The Yelp IPO and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.